Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents A Brush with Shadows by Anna Lee Huber, narrated by Heather Wilds. Chapter 1. The Devil's Boots Don't Creak. Scottish Proverb. July 1831. Dartmoor, England. The first time I laid eyes on Langstone Manor, I could not blame my husband for having stayed away for over 15 years. I'm sure it didn't help that the weather was far from hospitable. Heavy grey clouds filled the sky, releasing sheets of rain that obscured the horizon, all but concealing my view of the infamous moors rising to the east. But even on a bright sunlit day, I struggled to imagine the house being more inviting. In truth, it appeared downright foreboding, even without the painful memories that plagued Gage. Memories I could see weighing on him now. They were written in the tautness of his brow, and the deep pools of his eyes, as he stared up at the stone manor, through our hired carriage's window. Sebastian Gage had conducted dozens of precarious inquiries, had faced down Turkish warriors in the Greek War of Independence, and had most recently been winged by a bullet, fired by a temperamental Irish housemaid during our last inquiry only a week before. But this place somehow still troubled him. Perhaps I shouldn't have been surprised. After all, if I were about to enter my first husband, Sir Anthony Darby's London townhouse, that place of so many unhappy remembrances, I wouldn't have been so sanguine. It's never easy to confront the demons of our past.